This is Bay FM News. I'm Tanya Organ. It's been nearly a year since a cargo ship lost power and landed in an area known as Cedar Cove in Lark Harbor. The MSC Baltic 3 is looking a little broken, and according to the Coast Guard, it's been one crazy year. Bruce English has been there since the start, keeping an eye on the situation.
In Canada, the polluter is responsible for the vessel, so MSC has put out a bid among the salvors, and we understand that bid has closed. Coast Guard is not part of the bid evaluation, and that we did review the tender before it went to make sure it was appropriate and reasonable. But the actual bid review is done by the company and their insurance representatives, so we're thinking in the coming weeks, we're not part of that, but we're thinking in the coming weeks they'll announce a salvor that'll be responsible for the removal of the vessel.
The MSC Baltic 3 is 207 meters long, which is almost twice the length of the Coast Guard's largest icebreaker. English says it's a significant process to safely remove a vessel like this.
Well, we haven't been involved in something to this significance for such a long period, so it's hard for other people to judge it. There are instances like this that happen around the world, and if you wanted to Google some of those, you can tell that most of these don't end in a couple of weeks or months. They go for significant amount of time.
English says the salvage company has removed in excess of 1,700 metric tons of fuel, in which a lot of it had to be heated up for days and several times before removal. He says they've also removed over 409 containers by crane and onto a barge, but says it will be challenging to get the remaining 63 off.
Because some have expanded and the containers have swelled. They may not come up through the track that they're sitting in and that they normally lift up through. The vessel is listed, and again, when you're lifting, you want to come straight up, and they'll be prevented from coming straight up by the track, so they'll have to come on an angle. So
English says the vessel has weathered the winter well, sinking more in the stern and bending more in the middle.
I'm pleasantly surprised. The vessel is in one piece. There is buckling on port and starboard. The vessel has settled into the contours of the ocean floor, basically. Right at the stern quarter of the vessel, the depth of the water is in the range of 7.5 to 8 meters, sitting on the ocean floor. There is still room. The vessel can collapse. The bottoms and double bottoms might break down as the sea hits it. But right now, the vessel has the buckling on the port and starboard side, still in one piece. There haven't been any release of cargo or oil into the marine environment.
English says a significant amount of debris was found on shore after the last weather event, which he says is expected following a storm. That's a look at Bay FM News. I'm Tanya Organ, reporting for the Local Journalism Initiative.